Environmental scanning. Change may be driven by any number of factors. Political instability and resultant trade wars slash loss of trade agreements. War, climate change, technology, demand for highly flexible work arrangements, and social media are some examples of the factors driving change. The world is becoming more volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, VUCA. Transformation may be needed to help an organization to have the agility and resilience to continue existing operations profitably regardless of such events. If changes result in a need to adapt to a new environment to survive or thrive, a transformation to a new strategy and form of operations may also be necessary. The first step in planning how to succeed in one's industry is to understand the conditions in that industry. This includes analyzing external information on the macro environment to identify conditions that may affect the future of the industry and the organization. The industry, for example, major rivals, competitive activity, regulatory landscape, and market, for example, customer wants, demand levels, trends, in order to better understand the major actors and their characteristics, dynamics that affect competition in the industry, opportunities, and requirements for competition. External information can also include information about technological factors that will affect strategic options. There may be national and international regulatory factors to take into consideration, for example, World Trade Organization or European Union trade rules. External information includes historical information, for example, what a competitor has done in the past, and projections about what is likely to happen in the future, for example, technological advances being discussed by industry associations, demographic shifts being analyzed in government publications. The process of analyzing an industry is called environmental scanning. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines environmental scanning as a process used to expose an organization's potential strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Many experts emphasize opportunities and threats because the tool is primarily external. No matter the engine driving the change in the environment that supply chains exist in, it is important to identify changes accurately and adapt to them rapidly, or the organization itself may be at risk. Note that none of the external slash macroeconomic drivers exist independently. Any given factor may relate to more than one category. Not only that, but the relationships between factors will vary depending on the scenario and region, country, and or industry. Exhibit 2-3 shows various relationships that may exist between drivers. These relationships are for illustration purposes and should not be considered to be exhaustive. Exhibit 2-3. Macroeconomic and external factor relationship web. Macroeconomics and the macro environment. Macroeconomics may be defined as the analysis of supply and demand in aggregate and the collective behavior of economic actors across an entire economy. A given economy could be defined by region, nation, international region, or the entire world. Macroeconomics helps analyze the forces influencing the economic cycle, periods of growth, and recession. Macroeconomics relates to the macro environment, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as the environment external to a business including technological, economic, natural, and regulatory forces that marketing efforts cannot control. While an organization's macro environment includes external influences on strategy that can only be understood, not controlled, the organization can shape itself or its products and services over time in reaction to or in anticipation of a given environment. This can take the form of continuous improvement or transformation, depending on the degree of change needed and the urgency of the change time frame. Traditional macroeconomic drivers include currency fluctuations in supply and/or demand shocks. Currency fluctuations may occur as inflation or deflation or through changes in currency exchange rates. Inflation is defined in the dictionary as an ongoing rise in the overall level of prices. Deflation is the opposite. It is an ongoing decrease in the overall level of prices. These changes affect the overall purchasing power of money, with inflation driving a reduction in purchasing power, resulting in a reduced ability to acquire goods and services for the same price as was possible at a prior point in time. Deflation increases purchasing power, but sellers may be distressed. Demand and supply shocks are sudden surges or collapses in either the demand for or supply of goods or services. They may arise for any number of reasons, including economic cycles of growth or recession, but may also be due to shorter-term or localized events, for example, the 2021 Suez Canal blockage by the Ever Given container ship. These shocks can have both positive and negative effects, and the effects may arise at the same time and affect various economies in different ways. Failure to adequately account for potential demand shocks leads to forecasting errors, creating and exacerbating negative effects across supply chains. For example, the widespread work-from-home trend brought on by COVID-19 has become a demand shock in the commercial real estate sector, as many organizations have decided not to renew leases. Industry characteristics. Risks to supply chain operations vary based on a variety of characteristics, including the industry or industries in which the supply chain operates. As a result, different strategies may be useful to improve resilience. The determining characteristics may arise due to differences in the following. Product characteristics. For example, products that are perishable and or more vulnerable to factors such as temperature and humidity, such as food and pharmaceuticals, may require more precise and timely control than those that are not. In another example, products that are easily counterfeited or that require high-quality materials are at higher risk than those that do not have those characteristics. Manufacturing and production processes. For example, a supply chain for fresh produce is likely to be more locally grounded, and when not, can draw on supply from multiple regions, averting damage due to crop failures or other interruptions, and may be distributed more directly across a distributed supply chain network without consolidation at specific centralized facilities. In contrast, a supply chain for processed foods requires uninterrupted streams of raw materials to be routed into centralized manufacturing facilities. A disruption of supply of any of the necessary materials or at the manufacturing facility itself can disrupt the entire supply chain for a product. Lean versus resilient supply chains. Lean supply chains that minimized inventory using just-in-time systems and that partnered with fewer but more trusted suppliers were an ideal in many industries until recently. The pandemic and other disruptive events have revealed that these models have a higher risk of significant disruption than previously acknowledged. Working with more suppliers increases the risk of some disruption, more chances for failure, but lowers the risk of significant disruption, more network alternatives. Similarly, having a diversified global sourcing footprint increases the risk of some disruption, but reduces the risk of serious disruption. Organizations can still use lean models but may want to add resilience, such as by holding safety stocks in strategic locations as a decoupling point or digitizing the supply chain to position inventory responsively. Customer bases. Industries where products evolve rapidly, have short lifespans, and or cater to individual customers, such as consumer electronics like cell phones, will have different driving characteristics than those that manufacture long lifespan, slowly evolving products that cater to large organizations for bulk orders, such as airplane manufacturing. Even within an industry, the industry subset should be considered, such as for perishable versus processed foods. Additionally, industries may change over time as market forces and technology drive changes. For example, the creation and adoption of cloud computing has enabled enhanced collaboration between companies and throughout supply chains by removing upfront investment costs for collaboration. In order to remain competitive, organizations must adapt to changing conditions within their industry and market or risk losing competitive advantage. Market characteristics. In order to succeed, supply chains must be set up and run to support the organization's strategy. That strategy should align to the market in which the organization operates. Differences in market characteristics require different approaches and capabilities. Market characteristics may change due to many reasons, including market condition changes such as decreased consumer spending capabilities, disruptive technologies such as electronic delivery, new targeted markets and product offerings such as expansion into a new country, new competition in the market, such as an organization that is offering a new value proposition to your customers. Streamlining operations after a merger or acquisition, such as removing redundancies and integrating similar service between two merging companies. One example of a market characteristic change that affected supply chains is retailers' change in focus from fulfilling inventory demands at retail locations to fulfilling direct customer orders. This trend began well prior to, but was accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Retailers that do not embrace this focus find themselves disadvantaged, as customer expectations have grown to expect this flexibility from wherever they shop. This has triggered a focus on fast, nimble supply chains with enhanced visibility and communication in order to meet customer demands rapidly and accurately. Some disintermediation may occur to eliminate less nimble entities. Aligning to market characteristics may enable the use of shared supply chain assets between organizations, even between industry competitors. This applies across multiple supply chain areas, from bulk shipments to freight, warehousing, and delivery/courier services. The sharing of assets has caused what has been referred to as Uberization of the supply chain, where shared assets are used to increase utilization rates while driving down overall costs per unit by eliminating waste associated with unused capacity. When sharing services, an organization may be responsible for releasing capacity and organizing short and long-term schedules for assets that they do not actually own. This could be a formal collaboration agreement, a virtual supply chain entity, a channel master-driven solution, or a joint venture such as a nonprofit coordinator entity owned by its constituents. Shared services may also be used in addition to traditional supply chain services, providing organizations with flexibility to deal with unplanned surges in supply and demand.